It was Cuban sugar that once fueled the global rum industry. Refined cane made its way from the small island nation to trading ports in cities like Salem, Massachusetts. Now, a Boston-based Cuban-born artist and her American musician husband are bringing the sights, sounds, smells, and ghosts of Cuba's abandoned sugar fields and factories to Salem, the Peabody Essex Museum, in fact, through a multi-sensory installation. WBUR arts reporter Andrea Shea takes us there.
This installation, called Alchemy of the Soul, transports visitors to a version of Cuba that's very different from what you see on postcards or in travel guides. It starts with a ride up to a second-floor gallery in the museum's freight elevator. Inside, burlap sacks of sugar flank a record player spinning a 45 of traditional Cuban music.
We wanted to use the freight elevator as like a dock. And rumba, Cuban rumba, came from the docks.
Meet Neil Leonard, a jazz musician, composer, and professor at Berklee College of Music.
The most famous rumba group to come from the docks featured Emilio Pajaro. So we asked him if he would record some songs that he sang on the docks, carrying sugar as a young boy.
These were the people who were trading the sugar sacks that we'd exported out to Massachusetts, where the rum, no, the liquor, was going to be processed and be made.
That's Leonard's wife, Afro-Cuban artist and performer Maria Magdalena Campos Pons. He calls her Magda. Campos Pons is a descendant of slaves who toiled in the Cuban sugar industry. Leonard grew up outside Philadelphia. They were both born in 1959, the same year Fidel Castro took control of Cuba, a move that changed the course of relations with the U.S. and President John F. Kennedy.
Magda's a daughter from Castro's country, and I'm a son of Kennedy's country.
I married the enemy, and when we married, that was not fashionable. Neil had gone to Cuba many number of times with Berklee College of Music. When not many people were going there, he went to Cuba before he met me. So this was destiny.
The couple's shared passion for Cuba fuels a collaboration that is poignant and personal. Leonard says they traveled to Matanzas, located on Cuba's north shore, and inland so they could gather music, interviews, sounds, and research on the country's sugar trade. From the elevator, we head into an open, spacious gallery. Sights, smells, and Leonard's soundscape fill the room.
When you arrive here and you hear the sound of the distilling of the rum, you even sense the kind of a humidity. That captured the sort of experience that I remember when I was younger.
As a child in Cuba, Campos Pons lived with her family in former slave barracks in the sugar hub La Vega. Before returning for the installation, she hadn't been back to La Vega in 30 years. In this gallery, the artist has recreated the landscape of her youth with six large-scale glass-blown sculptures. They're like transparent industrial silhouettes, towers, silos, smokestacks, and stills that summon sugar refineries and the rum-making process. Campos Pond says hundreds of now decaying sugar operations remain scattered throughout Cuba's countryside.
For me, this is the commentary about the ruin, the commentary about the ghost.
Campos Pond says the ghosts of her slave ancestors are in the gallery too. With this autobiographical display, the artist is conjuring the tension between rum, or liquid gold as she calls it, and the barbaric conditions the slaves in the fields and refineries were forced to endure.
The use of the black bodies and the slaves and the labor that was always unrecognized. This was never paid for what it was. There was always element of exploitation and abuse to some extent, but out of that come this glorious gold, wonderful liquid, no? Like alchemy.
Yo traigo pa los mayores de Pueblo Nuevo. Yo traigo los angelitos vestidos de oro.
In La Vega, Campos Pons says she could feel the ghosts of female slaves and marvels at their strength.
From where they found the energy after 12 hours in the field to come home and to breastfeed an infant after breastfeeding the infant of the master. What energy was left for a woman to give milk to her own offspring?
One of the things that I find so powerful about Magda's work is that undergirding it all are important issues about loss and exile and family connections and labor and the history and impact of slavery.
Peabody Essex Museum Deputy Director Joss Bassages curated this new installation.
But she does not push these issues down your throat. She is suggesting them with art that is beautiful and aesthetically lyrical.
Bassages also says Campos Pons is at the top of her game as a provocative international contemporary artist, and that she and her husband have been on the cutting edge of conversations about Cuba-U.S. relations since they married in 1989. Alchemy of the Soul shares their ongoing dialogue with the public.
Art is only an artifice. When we are here, we could say to you, welcome to Cuba, but it's an artifice of Cuba.
Anne Campos Pons says they want visitors to walk away from the installation asking real questions and pondering real issues.
What is Cuba? The role of sugar, the role of Ron, the role of art, our relation to it, our relation to Cuba, then we have been doing something that we are successfully proud.
Campos Pons sees her artwork, including Alchemy of the Soul, as prayers for the future, and says she and her husband Neil Leonard are optimistic. Eso sí, no puede ser.
Llorona, llorona. Llorona, no llores más. WBUR Arts reporter Andrea Shea on the new installation at the Peabody Essex Museum in Salem called Alchemy of the Soul. You can find more information about it at our website, WBUR.org. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Our show is produced by Emma Jean Weinstein, Kathleen McNerney, Jamie Bologna, and Allison Bruzek. We had help today from Virginia Marshall. Tim Skok is our technical director. Our executive producer is Hitesh Hati. I'm Deborah Becker. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.